From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. And I know, you put it on my Facebook page, I just cannot shake this cold. But please put that aside, because what you're about to hear that's not coming out of my mouth is pretty interesting, both from a past and future sense. The January deadline was met, and it is quite likely that we will once again see the Coconut Grove Playhouse reclaim the stage of great South Florida theaters. It is such a complex story of glory and ruin, and I have Michael Spring here with me to sort through it all. He's the Cultural Affairs Director for Miami-Dade County. And Michael, this theater has been dark for so long, 2006, that I imagine there are people here now who don't even know the history of the Coconut Grove Playhouse. Remind us of some of the productions that have gone through there.
Well, I grew up here in Miami, and so I went to the Coconut Grove Playhouse as a student and later as an adult. And the Playhouse has a storied history, beginning from its very first production, Waiting for Godot, the American premiere of Waiting for Godot, all the way through to Broadway musicals and star-studded casts of dramas that have been on the stage there. It was 50 years of theater history that occurred in that building at the moment that it closed. And we're thrilled to be able to start work on returning great theater to that site.
What happened? How did this fall apart so badly?
Well, there's a lot that could be said, and I think the simple version of what happened is that the nonprofit organization that was operating the building could not operate it on a financially sound basis. Debt accumulated to the point where it got so large that the board had no choice but to close the building. The state of Florida withdrew some critical annual support. That didn't help at the time. State was making a $500,000 a year grant to the Playhouse that they decided they didn't have the wherewithal to continue. The building was very much too big for the kinds of productions that would address audiences here. So you had a physical plant that wasn't financially feasible to run as well. And then I think, in fairness to everyone, there were some management issues too, just bad management decisions. And no one said it's easy managing nonprofit arts organizations in Miami-Dade County. You layer all of that on top of it, too, the beginning of a recession, and you have the formula for a great playhouse to close.
There were some grassroots efforts on a comeback. Did any of these have any implications in making this happen?
I can honestly say that the public outcry to get the Playhouse reopened has been nothing but supportive of the efforts that the county and FIU began to work with the state to come up with this solution. So a lot of hard work went into getting to this point, but the exciting thing is we're there now, and we can begin the actual work on returning the Playhouse to its greatness.
Now, there's no way this could fall through.
You know, we have a 50-year lease with the state of Florida, we meaning the county, Miami-Dade County, and FIU, and we have a business plan that we developed that clearly outlines the next steps for the project. And so we're moving ahead confidently in regard to implementing this project now.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to stop you right there. You've given us a fairly comprehensive behind-the-scenes explanation of what the Coconut Grove Playhouse has meant and how it came to be shuttered, and with what I've been told, dusty sets are still in place inside. I want to get into this partnership that not only involves FIU, but Gable Stage. So let's say we pick up this conversation an hour from now. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.